If something is not imitation, like for example, a leather belt will have stamped on it sometimes. If it's not imitation, it'll have genuine.
If
you buy something in a big quantity of it, you say you're buying in. If people buy if they have a large.
A bunch.
Okay. Do you know the term in bulk or in bulk?
Yeah. I think of that bulk fertilizer.
I'm sorry, what? You think it's
bulk fertilizer.
Oh, bulk fertilizer. Yeah,
because we started handling it like that. It used to be handled in 50-pound bags.
Uh-huh.
And I think the last year or two that I worked at the gin, we started handling it. We built a big shed and put it in stalls, and we used it in terms of bulk fertilizer.
Now, if you were putting something on your toast in the morning at breakfast, you might have the sweet stuff.
Honey.
Okay. And then if you had something that was made from, apples or peaches or something where you had
jelly.
Now, on your table to season your food with, you'd have
salt and pepper.
Right. If there was a bowl of apples on the table and a child wanted one, he might point to the bowl and say, Give me
an apple.
If you were talking about some children, you'd say, about who did it, you'd say, it wasn't these boys. It must have been one of
those.
If you were pointing to, say, a tree or something, it was way off, you'd say, you say it's over there,
Probably say it's over yonder.
Over yonder, okay. And you'd say, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay, if a person didn't have much money, you'd say he was, a person had hard
poor.
Right. And a person who owns a lot of fruit trees, you'd say they owned an
orchard.
Inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat.
Pit.
How about inside of a peach?
Seed.
Okay. Now the type of peach where the flesh is tight against the seed would be called?
The other way it's called freestone. And I can't think of what this is called.
Okay, I think you either clingstone or cling.
Cling peaches,
cling
right.
The part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
And when you cut up apples or peaches and you dry them, you say you're making
dried apples.
The kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast.
Peanuts.
You know any other names for them? No. Okay. Another type of nut that grows on trees around here, or at least the had.
Oh, pecans.
Right. The in their yard. Okay. They also had in their yard another type.
Walnut.
Right. Okay. Now on a walnut, the hard covering of a walnut. What do you call that? How about the green part, on it that will stain your hands? Okay, this
is the skin.
Okay, do you know, what do you call the shell and what do you call the hull, or do you use?
Pecan shell.
All right.
Call it pecan shell.
Okay, how about on a walnut? Is there anything you call a hull? Do you use that?
No. Never have used that. Of course, didn't have that many walnuts around either.
Okay, another type of nut. I don't know how to describe it. I'll just say it for you and see if you'll say how you say it. Almonds. Oh, almonds. Yeah, okay.
Almonds.
Yeah. Okay, that's a difference in geography. That's what I would have expected you to say. Okay, the kind of fruit that grows in Florida?
Oranges.
Okay.
Grapefruit.
Okay. If you had some oranges and there were not any more left, you'd say your oranges are
all gone.
What if you were making a vegetable soup, what would you probably put in there?